Well, it's 4 August. It's Wednesday. It's not a regular day for the CG report, but I thought I'd report something to you today. We got just too much information to put everything into Sunday's report, and this has just been weighing on me really heavily over the past 24 hours. So I thought I'd come in and do a special report for you. And, my question to you is, what do you think is going on with the people coming over the border, the southern border of the US, and what do you think is going on with coronavirus? Why are they doing this? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm somebody that takes a look at things and says, this is kind of obvious. And so I got a couple of news reports that I'll read you, and we'll just see, if what I'm thinking makes any sense to you. Our first article is from Zero Hedge, and it says there Biden knowingly importing COVID-19 at extreme rates as unvaccinated illegals flood into the country. That's the Texas governor who said that. Texas Governor Greg Abbott slammed the Biden administration after the Department of Justice sued the state of Texas over an executive order which restricts the transport of infected illegal immigrants that Biden is releasing into the general population. Now, the Department of Justice is suing the Texas governor to stop an executive order which is intended to stop illegal immigrants from coming over the border, which is something by law we are supposed to do. The Congress has passed the laws, the presidents have signed them, and these laws are on the books. We are supposed to stop illegal immigration. As we noted last week, Zero Hedge again, the Biden administration was busted releasing COVID-positive illegal immigrants into a Texas border community, where they were placed into local hotels by a Catholic charity. Now, once again, when these organizations, Catholics and Presbyterians and Methodists and all of these organizations that bring people into the United States, they get money for doing that. So they are benefiting by bringing illegals into the nation. This isn't just, altruistic charity. This is them benefiting from the U.S. government by helping violate the law of the United States of America. The Biden administration is knowingly admitting hundreds of thousands of unauthorized migrants, many of whom the federal government knows full well have COVID-19, Abbott said in response to the DOJ suit. While the Biden administration is openly pondering looming shutdowns and mandates on U.S. citizens to control the spread of COVID-19, at the same time, the administration is knowingly worsening the problem by importing COVID-19 at extreme rates, he added. Why would they be doing this? What do you think is behind this? They're allowing illegal immigrants into the United States with COVID, and they are doing it knowingly, they are doing it voluntarily, and they are doing it in violation of the law. Why do you think they're doing this? The lawsuit filed by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, just one day after he threatened Abbott with legal action if he didn't rescind his dangerous and unlawful order, that's his words, dangerous and unlawful, asked the federal judge to block Abbott's order. So it's dangerous and it's unlawful that we are keeping COVID-19 infected people out of the United States and, in fact, any illegal immigrants who are not supposed to be here in the first place. That's dangerous and unlawful. In it, Garland states, in our constitutional system, a state has no right to regulate the federal government's operation, adding, this restriction on the transportation of non-citizens, meaning illegal immigrants, would severely disrupt federal immigration operations. Well, if they would just simply stop the immigration, we wouldn't have these problems. And in fact, Biden is paying $3 million every single day to not build the border wall. He stopped funding on it, $2.1 billion, and it is costing the United States $3 million a day to not build that border wall. Your tax dollars at work. Why are they doing this? What is the agenda behind this other than to get a lot of future Democrat voters? As Just the News notes, the lawsuit was filed after bipartisan members of Congress called on Biden to halt the administration's open border policies led by Texas Democrat Representative Henry Kualar, now I may have pronounced his name wrong, whatever, whose district includes border communities. Even the Democrats don't want this going on. It also comes after the border city of Laredo sued the Biden administration in July, hoping to halt its policy of transferring into the city several hundred people a day who have illegally entered the United States through the Texas Border Patrol's Rio Grande Valley and Del Rio sectors. Abbott hit back, saying, "The Biden administration has created a constitutional crisis between the federal government and the state of Texas," adding, "This stems from the Biden administration's refusal to enforce immigration laws." That is exactly what it is. It is a refusal to do his sworn duty to uphold the laws of the United States of America. This is an impeachable offense that is being brought about by the administration, and allow illegal immigrants with COVID-19 to enter our country. Why are they doing this? What do you think is going on? What is the reason, the immediate reason for doing this? President Biden has a duty and a responsibility to protect and uphold our nation's sovereignty. That is his responsibility. That is his duty. He swore to do it, and he is not doing it. Yet, he has long since abdicated his authority to do so. As the governor of Texas, I have a responsibility to protect the people of Texas, a responsibility that grows more urgent by the day while the Biden administration sits on the sidelines. I have the authority and duty under the constitutions of the United States and of Texas to protect Texans and our nation. That's his job. He's the governor. He was elected as the governor. He has a duty to do what he can for the people of his state. I also have the authority under long-established emergency response laws to control the movement of people to better contain the spread of a disaster, such as those known to have COVID-19. They know they have them. It is his job as the governor to protect the people of Texas, and indeed his responsibility as a citizen of the United States to ensure that this is done. And yet the Biden administration is suing him and is intentionally trying to stop this from coming about. He continues, "My duty remains to the people of Texas, and I have no intention of abdicating that." According to Abbott, the Biden administration needs to stop admitting migrants who are not authorized by Congress to be admitted, which would substantially reduce the importation of COVID-19 while also fulfilling the federal government's role to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. As I said, those laws are on the books, and he admits that right there when he said that they are the laws. They're approved by Congress. These people coming in is not authorized by Congress, and yet Biden is not upholding the laws that he has sworn to uphold. This is an impeachable offense, and I'm going to start right now with the conspiracy theory, if you want. These are communists. We know that the people of the Biden administration have a communist agenda. They have had it for a long, long time. This goes way back. I've read you the input that was put into the Congressional Record in 1964 by Cy Herlong. And everything that he read into the Congressional Record, a very long list of things, were points that were to be taken by the communists to take over the United States of America. It is like reading today's newspaper. Those points are coming to be fulfilled in our day in the United States of America. This has been a 60, 80, 100-year-long agenda. These are communists. They do not want the United States of America to prosper. They want the power, they want the control, and they want you to be serfs to them. This is exactly what is going on. You call it conspiracy if you want, but this is what's happening. But how are they doing this? You know, they've got voters coming in right now by the millions. They're coming into the United States. Why are they doing this right now? Because these people in, what, five years, they'll have a green card, and then eventually they'll be able to vote. It goes on. It is clear that the Biden administration fundamentally misunderstands what is truly happening at the Texas-Mexico border, Abbott continued. No, that is incorrect. He fundamentally understands what is going on. He knows what he's doing, and he is doing it to destroy the underpinnings of our foundational processes in this nation. He is trying to destroy the underpinnings of the laws of the United States of America and the heritage that we possess. purposefully. This is not anything that Biden is misunderstanding. It would be of some solace if the federal government were conducting appropriate COVID-19 testing and other mitigation strategies. But to the contrary, we hear too many reports of the federal government recklessly failing to do so and instead admitting into the United States and Texas migrants from over 150 countries. They're bringing them in from all over the world, many of whom are testing positive for COVID-19. In short, the Biden administration is jeopardizing the health and safety of Texans, I would say all citizens of the United States of America. He is compromising the possibility of us recovering from this pandemic that they say is out there by doing what he's doing. Why is he doing this? What is his agenda for coming about and doing these things? He's doing it on a daily basis by refusing to follow the law. This is all Abbott's words here. I'm just reading them to you and then stopping for a minute and telling you a little bit. And it is not just Texans. These irresponsible policies and actions by the Biden administration are endangering the lives of many Americans as well as the unlawful immigrants themselves. Now, why do you think that they're doing this? Why do you think that this is happening? They want total control of this nation. They want the foundational underpinnings of the nation destroyed. They're pulling them out one by one in order to cause our nation to collapse. Everything that they've been doing with the elections, with the supposed insurrection on January 6th. Listen, this is the most heavily armed nation in the world. On the whole planet, you're not going to find a nation that's more heavily armed than the United States of America. And they got one gun. They say they believe there was one gun that was apprehended by the law enforcement on that day. How can that be an insurrection against the government of the United States when the only person that was killed on that day, the only person, was a veteran of the United States Air Force that was shot and murdered by a employee of the federal government? How can that be an insurrection? And yet they are pushing this because they want you to believe that what they are doing is to right the wrongs of the GOP in the United States of America. That is what's going on as far as that's concerned. But as far as this, we'll go to the next article from U.S. News. Federal judge blocks Texas Governor Abbott's immigration order. A federal judge temporarily blocked Texas Governor Greg Abbott's controversial order prohibiting the ground transportation of migrants, ruling that it is likely to be found unconstitutional in a blow to Abbott's immigration policy agenda. Well, I would say in a blow to anybody in this nation that believes that we should have legal immigration, but to stop all illegal immigration, to obey the laws of the land. This is something that is harming every single person of this nation. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Cardone in the West District of Texas also ruled that the order, now get this, causes irreparable injury to the United States and to individuals the United States is charged with protecting, meaning the illegal immigrants. But it doesn't say anything about protecting the citizens of the United States of America or protecting the laws of the land that are already on the books to keep these people out. It doesn't, she's not concerned about that in the slightest. It goes on, jeopardizing the health and safety of non-citizens in federal custody. Well, if these people have got COVID and it's such a bad thing that Biden is talking about shutting us down once again, what about our health and safety? What about the health and the safety of all of the people in the United States of America? Why do you think they're doing this? What is going on that would prompt them to do this? We'll go on. Risking the safety of the federal law enforcement personnel and their families and exacerbating, listen to this, the spread of COVID-19. Texas Governor Abbott trying to stop people coming in to the United States with COVID-19 is exacerbating the spread of COVID-19. Now, you explain that one to me. Next article, Breitbart. DHS Mayorkas blames Trump for Biden's record 2021 migration wave. Can you imagine that? The United States government is blaming the previous president of the United States of America who did everything possible to stop the flood of immigration into this nation, and they're blaming him for it. President Donald Trump is responsible for the record wave of economic migrants now crossing the U.S. border, according to Alejandro Mayorkas, the pro-immigration secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He's pro-immigration, all right, and he's also pro-breaking the law. He's pro-spreading COVID around the nation, and nobody seems to care about that part of the angle. We certainly have a challenge at the border, this guy said as he fielded easy questions from MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell on August 2nd. We're following an administration that, frankly, dismantled our capabilities to address it. Rather, he was building walls. He was doing the opposite of dismantling. He was building. And so we are building it from the ground up. What you're supposed to do is continue building walls from the ground up. That's what you're supposed to be doing, but that's not what they're doing. We lost 4 years of investing in the countries from which these individuals are migrating. In other words, we should have spent 4 years sending them money to keep these people from coming here, instead of just simply building the wall and saying, you guys live there, we live here. If you want to come here, apply like anybody else. Our safe and orderly systems were torn down, so we're rebuilding them. And our plan is in place, and we're executing it. Yes, their plan is in place, and yes, they are executing it, but it's not what they're talking about there. These are communists, and their plan is to destroy the underpinnings of the United States of America. They want to get rid of our Constitution, they want to take away our Bill of Rights, and they want total and absolute control over you. Mitchell did not ask Mayorkas to explain how Trump's success at blocking migration by late 2020 dismantled our capabilities to address it. Of course, she didn't. But the secretary subsequently told Mitchell that we are rebuilding the safe and legal and orderly pathways to come to the United States. There's nothing legal about what's happening down there. Nothing. It is illegal what they are doing, and they're saying they're rebuilding it. They're not. They are destroying our nation. From the Washington Examiner, Border Patrol not testing migrants for COVID before they're released across the United States. Migrants who illegally come across the U.S.-Mexico border and are apprehended by Border Patrol are not being tested for the coronavirus before being released from custody and allowed to travel across the United States. They aren't tested at encounter. Unaccompanied children and family units are moved out of custody quickly. If they are infected and do not have obvious symptoms, they are sent out. A senior Customs and Border Protection official told the Washington Examiner on Monday. The official is not a union member and spoke on the condition of anonymity. Migrant families and children are only tested once we turn them over or unless symptomatic, the official said. So they're not testing anybody unless he's sitting there dying on the ground. They're just sending them out throughout the United States. Even if they know they have COVID, unless they're symptomatic, out they go. Epic Times. Now, remember, before we go on, you have to wear masks in some of your states. You're being told that you have to carry vaccine passports. You're told that you can't have any freedoms because of this. Listen, you do the numbers. You go check the numbers of the coronavirus deaths. So you've got these numbers. There's about 8 billion people. You take the numbers and you divide them, and you are down now to about 2% of the total number of people out there that have gotten coronavirus, and then you take the deaths out of there, and you are down to a very, very small number of people, way less than 1% that have actually died of coronavirus compared to the 8 million people out there. Now, having said that, so far, every flu season in the past, what they do is they count up the number of flu cases that have occurred during that year, and what they do is they then end the year and they start a new year, a new flu season. They haven't done that with coronavirus. They've just kept adding to the same number from last year. So you have all of last year plus the number this year, and they keep saying that there's this many people that have gotten coronavirus, there's this many people that have died, but it's a total number between 2020 and 2021. So they're not even playing with the same statistics that they used to play with, okay? There is an agenda. There is something going on. What do you think is happening? We're going to go on now to the next article, which is from the Epic Times. Full-blown border crisis. Illegal crossings hit 20-year high despite hot weather. Of course they are. When you let the world know that the southern border is open and they can come here and get free stuff and live without doing any work and they just let the government take care of them, of course the numbers are high like that. And when you don't have a wall to stop them, they're just going to come right away, aren't they? From Twitter, Bill Melugin at BillFoxLA, August 2nd, 2021. New, he says, all morning long, we've watched Border Patrol drop off multiple busloads of migrants at a Catholic charity, once again, get the Catholics involved, in downtown McAllen, where they are given food and shelter before they take buses and flights across the United States, buses arriving every 30 minutes or so, so far. That's Fox News, okay? These people are not even being screened the way that you, as an American citizen, have to be screened when you go to a airport to get on an airplane. They're not screening them. They don't have to have any of the identifications or screenings that you, by law, must have, and that if you don't have, they're going to take you and put you on the ground and put a gun at the back of your head. They're not doing that with these people. They're just giving them tickets and off they go wherever they want in the United States at your tax dollars. And guess what? That food that is given them by the Catholics is being reimbursed by the United States government. Okay, another tweet. Bill Melogen at Bill Fox LA New. Large groups of migrants being walked to McAllen Central bus station by a local Catholic charity after they were dropped off and released by Border Patrol. This is happening every hour. Migrants are given bus tickets wherever they want to go. And he says again, at Fox News. So we have him standing there saying this day after day, and he keeps reporting on it. From Florida Politics. Why do you think they're doing this? Why are they bringing these people in, knowing they're infected, and spreading them around the United States? Why do you think they're doing it? I'm going to tell you. The reason why is because these people are going to states that are red. The number of states that are supposedly being targeted by the CDC are pretty much red states. Oh, you're got bad numbers. You need to lock down. You need to do this and you need to do that. They're really pushing that on Florida, aren't they? They are sending these people with coronavirus to states like Florida because they will get the coronavirus numbers up. And guess what's happening in just another couple of years? We're having another election for the Florida governor. I want you to understand that Florida is a 50-50 state. Actually, we'll call it 48-49, like that, because we are so closely divided between people that vote to the left and vote to the right, and then you get the swing voters. And if you can convince people that the governor of Florida, who is their biggest obstacle right now, is not competent because he's got high coronavirus cases, then the numbers are going to go this way. And guess what? The left is going to win, and they're going to be able to come in and do to Florida what they have not been able to do thus far. The same thing is happening in Texas, obviously. It's happening in any other state that is red. These people are being sent to those states. They are going to go in, and they are going to keep breathing, and they're going to breathe out the coronavirus that they are infected with. And those states are going to be accused of not taking care of the coronavirus because they didn't tell their people to lock down. They didn't tell their people to put on masks. It's all the governor's fault. It's all the GOP's fault. When in fact, this is a planned destruction of the foundational underpinnings of the United States of America. Be certain of this. Be 100% certain of this. And I would argue that Texas and Florida are the two key states in all of this. The other states are smaller. They don't have the electoral votes that these two states have. If you can swing them to the left, you've got it. You are ready to take over the United States of America with their communist revolution. It is that close to what is coming. Mark my words on this. Next article. Florida Politics. Ron DeSantis at the border. Majority of criminal aliens are Florida bound. This is from July 17th. Florida is receiving a significant share of people crossing the Mexican border illegally, Governor Ron DeSantis said during a border tour Saturday, back on the 15th probably. The governor visited the border and state law enforcement officers, whom he deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border late last month, at the request of Texas Governor Abbott, the two big foes in this unfolding scenario, and Arizona Governor, a Republican Governor Doug Ducey. So you've got another foe. He's in a smaller state, but they're having problems right now in Arizona, aren't they? There's something going on in Arizona that the left does not like. And if they can get the people convinced that these people are all a bunch of nut jobs and that they're not doing their job because the infection rates are going up in those states, maybe they can do away with what's going on in Arizona as well. During a news conference at the border town of Del Rio, Texas, DeSantis and Abbott highlighted the record number of people arriving at the border while blaming Biden and his administration's immigration policies for that and a rise in crime because of open border policies. 70% of the people they have interdicted said their ultimate destination is the state of Florida, DeSantis said. This is something that every time there's a wave across the border, I'm not saying it's 70% in every single part of the border, but for here, it is the majority. North Florida in particular, but even the state at large and the nation have seen an increase in border-related crimes, including drug crimes involving fentanyl and methamphetamine. The controversial move to send Florida state officers hundreds of miles away to the southern border would help cut off crime. Your success is really America's success. These people are down there trying to do their job, and now they're being sued by the Department of Justice to not do the job that they are sent there to do, which is keep these people out, because the Department of Justice is in bed with the FBI and with all of these other organizations that have been totally infiltrated by the deep state, meaning the Russians and the Chinese. They want this nation destroyed. And the only way they're going to do that is to get rid of these governors. I've said this in how many reports? It's come down to about six Republican governors that have kept this nation from being completely overrun by the left. Completely. We'd still be in lockdown. We'd still be in lockdown from last year if it wasn't for people like Abbott and DeSantis. We would still be in lockdown, and they would have total control over everything you do, every dollar that you spend. This is what they want. We need to do this work, DeSantis said, adding that individual states have to step up until the federal government does. That will never happen, ever, as long as the Democrats are in control. It will never happen. Abbott said criminals like human traffickers and smugglers sometimes bring children and trap them in northern states or smuggling drugs. What happens at the border may be happening here today, but it will be happening in these other states tomorrow or next week or next month, Abbott said. Critics have questioned the role of states and their taxpayers to double up on the federal government's job to patrol the border, which they're not going to do. The Florida Highway Patrol, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission all agreed to send officers as a part of the state's deployment. We're dealing with the trauma right now. And the first thing you do when you deal with trauma is you stabilize the trauma. There will be no stabilizing of this trauma. There's only going to be continued chaos wrought by the federal government so that they can continue to further their agenda. They will continue to despise Ron DeSantis through the media, which is totally sold out to the communists, and they will convince people that they have mishandled their supposed coronavirus pandemic, and they are going to do everything possible to get them out of office and to get Democrats into office. This is a long-going agenda, but they know they can't wait for these people to become voters, and so they're doing it through coronavirus, spreading it around the nation. Listen, I'll tell you something right now. I'm in Sarasota, Florida, and we have had over the past week the worst red tide that I remember. It has been absolutely putrid at my house. Absolutely putrid. The island is almost empty. 7-Eleven has no customers, etc., because nobody wants to go out there. Now, 2 years ago, we had an election year, and that made all of the news all over the country. CNN was reporting it. MSNBC was reporting it, all blaming the current governor, Rick Scott, saying it's all his fault. It's all Rick Scott's fault that we have this thing, this red tide, when in fact, it's a naturally occurring microorganism that's been documented since the 1600s. But they convinced enough people where people were saying, well, it's all Rick Scott's fault. It didn't work, though. Rick Scott was elected to the Senate. He is our senator, and we got a Republican governor, thank goodness. But this year, you won't hear about the red tide anywhere because it doesn't help their agenda. But this does. This is an important part of what they are doing because it is right now. Red tide probably won't be here when the next election happens. But if it does, then they'll use that as well. But this is something they can use right now to destroy Ron DeSantis, Ducey, and Abbott, and all of these other people and say they're not doing their job. They weren't taking care of their poor citizens, when in fact it is the federal government led by Biden that is causing all of this trouble, all of it. And it's intentional. It is destructive, and it is an impeachable offense, but it will never happen. It will never happen because we have the Democrat Congress in there. And next year, even if the Republicans win, they can impeach him, but you won't have enough votes in the Senate to get him out. And so we're stuck with the situation that we have right now. We're going to be stuck with it until the next election, and who knows what's going to happen by then. Who knows what they're going to be doing in the next 2 years. But this is intentional. They want the United States of America to be destroyed so that they can have their communist form of government, their utopia. One more article. It says from the Epoch Times, 644% increase in Haitians illegally crossing the U.S. border. Where have all the Haitians moved to that came over on the boats years ago from Haiti? Remember that? They all moved into Florida. And now the Haitians in Florida say, hey, the southern border is open. And so they're going to send money to their family, their cousins, their moms, their dads, their kids, whatever. And they're going to come over to Mexico and they're going to walk right across the border. They're going to get a free ticket all the way over to Florida. They're going to become COVID little super spreaders all over Florida. And at the same time, eventually, they'll be Democrat voters. But there won't need to be Democrat voters by the time they are eligible to vote, because the communists will have taken over this nation, and it will be done unless we take heed now. We need to get the word out that this is happening, that this is happening right before our eyes, and that there is an intent and an agenda which needs to be stopped. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it needs to be stopped, and it needs to be highlighted right now, because if not, these people are going to be out of their jobs. Democrats are going to be in there, and this nation is not going to be able to bear up under what will come after that. Mark my words on this. Just, you know, believe me or don't believe me. Charlie, you're a conspiracy theorist, but the writing is all over this. You can see exactly what they're doing. So I would like you to consider this, to get the word out to people you can, and just vote next time. Don't be one of those stupid Christians that says it's not worth it. You've got to vote. You've got to get your vote out there and at least try to stem this unholy tide which is coming against the United States of America. So, from Sarasota, Florida to all around the world this week, including Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I am Charlie Garrett, and that is your midweek CG report.